Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Coco's Cup. I'm your host, Coco Hontas, and I'm so grateful that you're here. As always, I'm going to plug my merch. You can find it on Etsy under Coco's Cup Merchandise, or you can look up Coco's Cup with Coco Hontas. I hope that you all are having a wonderful Friday thus far, and I hope that you have the most amazing weekend coming up. Come on, we're about to hit April, and New Year's was just last week. Come on. I don't have an outline for today's episode, but something that came to mind was motivation. I know 2 weeks ago we talked about accountability, and I think that accountability ties a lot into motivation, so I think it would be a good stepper episode, if that's really a word. I feel as though my experience with motivation has been really tough and really hard to manage, because initially I think the people that we do things for, your why, as we've talked about in a previous episode, is something that is so strong and so personal to you, right? But when I was younger, I used to always tell myself that what I was doing was for my parents, and that was the end-all be-all. I took the rigorous courses, I went to university, I graduated in 2 months, and that's something that we're going to be talking about in a future episode, but I spent a lot of time reading, I worked on my penmanship, I did a lot of the things that I was doing for my parents, solely. And that's something that becomes very dangerous, because as you become older and you become more self-aware, you start to wonder where the value is in the things that you're doing. And that's where I was about a year and a half ago. I was in college and I decided to do business because I definitely am not a science person and I was not going to go to medical school, and I'm not great at math, so I wasn't going to go off and be an engineer, you know what I mean? So I chose business because I had taken some business classes in high school, and there's a lot of freedom and flexibility that comes with business, and that was something that I really enjoyed. I've always been a natural leader, and I've been able to implement that in terms of school projects and being the person that designates the tasks, or even getting managerial or trainer roles in my occupations. But then came my junior year of college, and I was thinking to myself, what was I doing this for? I could not imagine myself graduating. I know that I could do it, but seeing myself in that place just was unimaginable. I couldn't picture myself in a 9-to-5. I couldn't picture myself in any career. I lacked the motivation and the interest to continue with my life and with the goals that people prematurely had. So in 2022 and early 2023, I just was wondering what was I doing school for? I wasn't trying to excel and get the best grade, because at this point I felt that I would make my parents happy just so long as I graduate. And with that being said, not that I was doing the bare minimum, but if I got a poor grade, I didn't really have it in me to want to try harder and to be better. And with that being said, it's very difficult to want to do things and have the courage and the determination to do something if it's not backed by you. You are the most important person in your life, and you need to have and hold some level of value in things that you're doing, because if not, then why are you doing something that's not beneficial to you or something that aligns with your values? I was just thinking a second ago that doing things always for you might retail as selfish, but you can have values and morals that align with the things that you're doing, and that in itself will bring you motivation. For example, I used to volunteer a lot in high school, and the motivation behind that was, one, because I wanted to excel in my parents' expectation, not that great, and then two, because the school was motivating us and encouraging us to go out and do these volunteer events because we needed to have a certain amount of hours in order to graduate. And at the time, it was also an expectation of colleges that you were involved in the community and you were helping and giving back to the community through volunteer. So that was something that was motivating a lot of individuals. I loved volunteering. I was actually a president of a club, and I was in the cabinet for many other clubs that were helping to give back to the community. The one that I was a president for was UNICEF, which targets women and children. So we did a lot of walks, and that could include providing water, food, t-shirts, awards to people that were participating in the walk. I grew to love volunteering. I think at first it felt as a chore because I didn't have any motivation to do it, but once I realized how rewarding it felt to be able to benefit other people and to help other people who are less fortunate, I started to really reap the benefits and the awards that it was bringing to my sentiment. I would go for a lot of volunteer events that I would host through my club, and one of them that I remember really clearly and vividly was a turkey trot. And that was something hosted around Thanksgiving, and it went from maybe 6 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon, or at least that was the volunteer hours. So, quite literally, an 8-hour work shift. And I had no complaints. I had so much fun being around like-minded individuals who are also there to achieve the same goal, to help people, even if it's for school too. I started to become the person where I just enjoyed helping people, regardless of getting points or getting hours for my classes and for my education. And the experiences that I had prior in volunteering now motivates me to want to help other people. But there's another thing that also motivates me to help other people, and it ties directly to religion. In Islam, we have something called zakat and sadaqah, which means that you are giving to the less fortunate, giving it to the needy. And that can include your family, and it's recommended to give to your immediate family before you go ahead and help strangers, which in theory makes sense. But religion is a value that a lot of people have, give or take, and that can be something that motivates you to do things. That can be something that aligns with your values enough to make you want to help others, to be a better person, and to inspire you as an individual to find yourself and to put yourself where you fit best. When I interviewed for my big girl job, which I will be starting like mid-June, sometime around there, I'm super excited. I saw a wall that was in the sales leadership team, and it said, "What is your why? Who are you doing this for? Who motivates you?" And it was surrounded by a lot of pictures of people's families, dogs, things that they really enjoy to do for like extracurriculars or leisure events. And it was really nice to see because a lot of people hold value in family, which can be important to some, and it is important to me. So I imagined in that moment, what would I put up there for my why? Because for some people, it really is their hobbies, people that are diehard football fans or they play football themselves. They do it for the game. They do it for their family. They do it for their friends. They do it for their dog. They do it for themselves. I think that motivation is so bittersweet too, because I think of the days where I'm really experiencing my lows, and I think of how easy it is to just want to lay in bed all day. And for me, I haven't really had a schedule where I've had a lot of free time besides the time where I was on medical leave, so I was taking time off of work. And even then, I was starting to get really uncomfortable with the amount of time that I had for myself. And I started to push myself to go to the gym. And when you're on that rep that is really taking you, you're sweating, you want to go home, what is stopping you from going home? And that's a question that I'd always have because nobody's watching but you. You have to be accountable for your progress and for your successes and for your accomplishments. And so when I'm at the gym now and I'm on the Stairmaster and I've been walking for 15 minutes on the stairs and it's getting pretty tiresome and I'm feeling really weak and I just want to lay down and drink some water, I always just tell myself that I just need a break. I'll pause for maybe 10 seconds and I'll go right back to it. Because the difference between me just stopping and going home and the difference between me staying consistent in the gym is the progress that will come from it. And it's all mental, which even now I'm trying to process and wrap my head around it. And it's so so, like, it's grand to think of. Life cycles so much, and I think that people sometimes get lost in what their motivation is, because I know for sure, for a fact, I have. I always think, okay, so I need money to get what I want, so does that mean that money equals happiness? Wrong. The value is not in the money. The value is what you're trying to put the money towards, and the reason behind why you want to put it towards that item. I think also with becoming more religious, alhamdulillah, I've started to find motivation and recognize that I can do something for myself, and it doesn't have to be for others. It doesn't have to be something that's going to please others, because that expectation that somebody else can give you in whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish, I think it can sometimes dim your light, dim the ability to do things authentically. And with that, I hope that you're able to think and process on what it is the things that motivate you, why do they motivate you, and how do they help you to be better. As always, I want to share some gratitude. So today I did my nails and my toes, and I had a really good day so far. It's only 5:48 p.m., but it was really nice to be able to pour into that self-care. And something that motivates me in terms of self-care is feeling refreshed, feeling new, and just the happiness of a fresh set. And you have to get it to really understand. But I'm very grateful for my man. He did buy those things for me, and he also bought me a ton of clothes, which were things that I've been wanting, and I haven't really felt motivated to buy it because of some other things. But I'm very grateful for you. I really appreciate it, and I thank you so much. And as always, I'm very grateful for all of you guys listening right now, and I'm happy that you guys made it to the end. I love you very much, and I'll see you in my next episode.